I've gone back and forth between doing this episode nice and early, just so that I can get it out of the way, or postponing it for as long as I possibly can, maybe even never broaching the subject. But the problem is, the question comes up time and time again. So here we are, I'm just going to lay it out there. Even as I start to write this episode, I can already feel the dread taking over me in the face of the impending angry comments from photographers all over. You see, when I worked in a call centre, not once did I ever compare the headset, telephone, or chair that I used to anybody else's and profess that I was a professional call centre worker because I had professional equipment. I know painters and decorators that have never once talked to me about the paintbrushes or rollers or paint that they use and how they're true pros because they use that specific brand. But never have I ever spoken to a photographer for more than about half an hour without them either telling me what gear they use or asking me what gear I use. As photographers, we're obsessed with gear. As best I can tell, we're divided into two equally opinionated, equally annoying camps. And those are people that say they don't care about gear, but oh, will they spend hours telling you how gear doesn't matter and it's your skill that does. And usually these people have thousands upon thousands of pounds worth of gear. And then you've got the gearheads who will insist that gear does matter, and you can't possibly be a pro photographer unless you've got the latest and greatest equipment and a kit bag worth £8,000 to £10,000 worth of gear. So today I'm going to give you my thoughts on the subject. I'm going to break it down into beginners, intermediate, and those more experienced photographers that may be considering going pro and wondering whether they've got the right gear for the job. I'm going to tell you exactly what setup I use, and I'm going to give you some recommendations depending on where you're at in your photography journey. It's worth keeping in mind that I'm a working professional full-time photographer, and I have been for some time. I didn't go out and buy my entire setup in one purchase. I've built it up over time, and at various points in the past, I've had a lot more gear than I've got now, or at least different combinations of gear. If you don't have the same gear as me, it doesn't mean that you're not or can't be a pro photographer. It's also worth considering that I shoot portraits, events, and the odd wedding. If you're hoping to become a professional landscape, food, architecture, or sports photographer, my gear guide might not be helpful. But let's not waste any more time. This is the diary of a freelance photographer, and I'm Gareth Welch. Right, let's start with the most asked question, and the question that divides us the most. Does gear matter? I've heard some good answers to this question, and I've heard some pretty shocking ones as well. Before I give you my thoughts, I want to address a couple of the most common answers. The first cliche answer is, the best camera is the one that you have on you. And broadly, my response to this is, belt up, will you? This is probably the most YouTuber answer to that question that you can hear. And not only does it not answer the question, it's not at all helpful to the person asking it. Sure, if you're out jogging and you see an epic sunset happening within an awesome composition, or you're with your kids at the park and they're doing something super cute, but the only camera that you have on you is your smartphone, then break out that bad boy and get the shot. But it's also okay to be frustrated if you happen to have a bunch of pro gear back at home, because that would have helped you get the best out of that situation, at least from a photography perspective. In that example, the best camera was the one that you had on you, but it doesn't mean that anytime you go out chasing sunsets, you're only going to take your smartphone with you, because it's not the best gear for the job. The second, almost equally as annoying answer, is it doesn't matter what camera you use, it's how you use it. This is slightly closer to the truth, but oh, just as pretentious and as unhelpful as the first one. If somebody's asking you what camera they should buy, why would you put them off photography by making them think that all photographers are stuck-up jackasses just like you? The answer's only partly true at best, and of no use whatsoever to somebody that's genuinely seeking help and advice. I'm not saying that less experienced photographers aren't obsessed with gear. I've been guilty on more than one occasion of buying upgrades because I wanted them rather than needing them. Okay, that's enough of me on my soapbox. Let's get on to my thoughts about the subject. If you're hoping that I'll have a definitive answer to this once and for all, you're going to be disappointed, because I don't think there is one. Despite gear having very tangible measurements that can help you define better versus worse, these measurements are still subjective, because it's how you plan to use the gear and what you plan to use it for that really matters. When people ask me, does gear matter, or what camera should I buy, I usually have three answers for them, depending on who's asking the question. Answer number one, if you're just starting out and you're shopping around for your first camera and lens, no, gear does not matter. It is worth doing some research into camera systems, because after all, you're buying into an ecosystem of gear, and switching ecosystems after you've already invested in one can start to get costly. Deciding if you're going to buy Canon, Sony, Nikon, Fuji, Pentax, etc., then have a shop around for a cheap, decent condition, second-hand body, kit lens, and 50mm prime. It's also worth considering what you plan to shoot and how you plan to use that camera. Although each brand has cameras that are good at lots of different things, if you're going to be a sports photographer or a portrait photographer, your requirements from the gear are very, very different, so do some research. If you've got a budget between £200 and £500, that is perfectly reasonable. If you can stretch that budget towards £1,000, you'll have the potential to go and buy an incredible starter kit. But if you find yourself looking at spending £1,500 to £2,000, then take a step back and assess whether you really need all the gear that you're buying. I can almost see the comments right now. You should never buy second hand, in what's the point in having a kit lens? All of the old classics, especially pros don't use cheap gear. But stick with me for a second. Most new photographers don't know one end of the camera from the other. Okay, maybe that's a little bit of a stretch, but it's fair to say that when you start out as a photographer, you've got an awful lot to learn. An older camera is going to have limitations, but it'll be enough for you to learn in a fairly purist way, without the help of a lot of newer camera technology and the things that it can give you. Learning this way means that you'll develop the skills needed to be able to say, the camera doesn't matter, it's how you use it, later in your photography career. The kit lens is going to allow you to shoot a lot of different subjects, while at the same time learning how a fairly broad range of focal lengths can impact your image. Finally, a 50mm prime will give you the chance to experiment with depth of field, or for the new photographers listening, how blurry the background is. It's a super versatile focal length, and even the really cheap ones are pretty good for most camera systems. So, if you're just starting out, no, gear does not matter. Answer number two is targeted at a slightly different audience. If you feel like you've advanced to the dizzying heights of hobby photographer, or maybe even prosumer, that's how the photography industry refers to advanced hobby photographers, does gear matter now? Well, sort of. By this point, you know the kinds of images that you like to create. Let's assume that, like me, it's portraits. And also let's assume that you still have your trusty starter kit from part one of my answer. Do you need the latest camera body with 42 megapixels and continuous eye autofocus? No, you don't need that. But the bigger sensor will give you images with greater detail, and eye autofocus makes it a bunch easier to get the eyes pin sharp every time. But do you need it? No. Do you need to trade in that kit lens for a 24-70 f4? Actually, yeah, you probably do. In this case, gear does matter. You see, you will always outgrow lenses before you outgrow a camera body. And a surefire way to step up your photography game is to step up your lens game. Beyond simply upgrading the lenses that you have, you're also going to want to look at different lengths altogether. In my starter kit example, I recommended that you buy a 50 1.8, but as a portrait photographer, I often shoot 35mm f1.4, 45mm f1.8, and 85mm f1.4. I do also have a 70-200 2.8, but that doesn't get used quite as often. In this case, I can't simply make do with a kit lens, because each one of these lenses gives me different looks to my images. Combine that with the quality of image that you get from a kit lens versus from some of these lenses I've just mentioned, and it's clear that in this case, gear does matter. So on to the third and final part of my answer, and this one's aimed at the pros, or at least the people that are thinking they're about to go pro, the people least likely to want or care about my opinion. Does gear matter as a pro? It shouldn't. All of the major manufacturers produce incredible lenses, and if we're comparing like for like, they're all really similar. Sure, lenses will have unique characteristics that will make them more desirable to some photographers, but that's usually down to personal taste rather than an actual need for that specific lens. When it comes to cameras, sure, the menu system will be different. By the way, Sony has one of the worst menu systems I've ever seen. And the buttons are going to be in different places on different manufacturers' camera bodies. But they're all, once again, much the same when you compare them. Sure, they will have some small differences, but does that mean you need them as a pro? I don't think so. However, we have missed one massive element out when we're talking about gear mattering at a pro level, and that's brand. Real pro studio photographers only shoot on Nikon, or true pro event photographers only shoot on Canon. Pro travel photographers would only ever use Sony. Have you ever heard such nonsense in all your life? Brand loyalty is a big factor with pro photographers, especially when they're talking about gear. And I think that this is for two reasons. The first is, they've chosen their brand based on all the data available, and now, even in the face of new data and new technology, they refuse to alter their opinion that they're not using the best camera for the job. The second is a much more tribal feeling. I shoot with this brand, and everybody that shoots with this brand says that they're a pro, so if you don't shoot with this brand, then you can't possibly be part of my gang and you're not a pro photographer. So, does gear matter to a pro? It shouldn't, but for all the wrong reasons, in my opinion, it does. To wrap up, I thought I'd share with you my gear and why I chose it versus the vast other options. Let's start with my camera. So, I have two main camera bodies, my everyday and a backup, and that's the Sony A7 Mark III and the Sony A7 Mark II. The only reason I even have two cameras is because I upgraded from the 2 to the 3 and never bothered selling the other one. I switched over to Sony from Canon when mirrorless started to prove that it was the future and DSLR was soon to be, in my opinion, a thing of the past. You see, I like the light body, I like the small form factor. I'm usually holding my camera from between 8 to 10 hours a day. And as a portrait photographer, eye autofocus is an absolute game changer. Finally, I like to be able to use adapters that allow me to use old retro vintage lenses on a modern body, and that's super easy to do on the Sony system, but I will admit that that's more of a personal thing rather than something that I need as a pro photographer. As for lenses, my go-to glass, that's what photographers call lenses, is the Samyang 45mm f1.8. It's super small, well-built, quiet and fast to focus. It's also super affordable at around £350. The Zeiss 55 f1.8 is its closest competitor, but at more than double the price for roughly the same performance, it's just not something that I'd consider. I've also got a few other lenses that I use to get different effects or different feelings. It really depends what I'm trying to do with the image. These include the Sony 85mm f1.4 G Master and my 70-200 f2.8 G Master. When I'm in the studio, I use an Interfit lighting system that includes the S1A, S1 and the Honey Badger. Nope, really, that's what it's called. The build quality is absolutely outstanding, and when you combine that with stable colour temperature and fast recycle times, I really don't think that you can do better for the price. When I'm out on location, I use one or more Godox AD200 Pros with the Pro Trigger. They're versatile, powerful, and most of all, they're super portable. Each one is roughly the size of a speed light. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the end of episode 3. Once again, thank you so much for sticking with me. I really appreciate you listening to this first week of podcasts from me, and I hope you've enjoyed all 3 episodes. I've got a 4th lined up already. That's going to come out on Monday, when we kick off the usual schedule of 1 podcast a week, Monday morning at 7 a.m. If you're interested in becoming part of the creative community that we're building together, head over to my website, garethwelch.co.uk, and sign up to the newsletter. That way you'll be the first to know about my upcoming events. I promise I'm never going to sell your email address, I'm never going to give it away, and I'll certainly never spam you. Remember, you can also follow me on social media. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search for GWVIS. For now, I'm going to say goodbye. But like I said, I've already got a new episode in the bank and ready to share with you. In the next episode, I'm going to talk about pricing your work and the things that you need to have considered. If you want to get involved in the show, you can visit anchor.fm/GWVIS and then click the message button at the top of the page. That way you can leave a voice note that I can include in a future episode. If you've enjoyed this week's episodes, then please, I'd really appreciate it if you subscribed. It'd also be super helpful if you could leave a rating or review or just a comment on whatever platform you're consuming. Until next time, remember, the fastest way to improve as a photographer is to get out there and take some photos. But while I have your attention, let me see if I can help.